Judgmentalist Matt Hamilton. Judgmental Jim Rutledge. Live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It is Rutledge and Hamilton, 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. We are presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do, and that's crush a Coors Light. At Jim and Matt on Twitter. Lots of fun things we got going on, but, and we'll get to all that today's show, but the headline-stealing thing from the weekend, Matty Ice, champion with his sister, Becca Hamilton, Matt Hamilton, Becca Hamilton, national champions, mixed doubles, on their way to Switzerland. Congratulations.
Geneva, baby. Yep, me and my sister, we're playing in the mixed doubles national championship. For all the listeners who are steadfast in their 2-4 routine who listened last week, We did three remotes from the Bob Sutter Capital Ice Arena, and sure enough, your hometown team undefeated. Let's see, 7-6-0, no losses. And there's someone
big weekend for us.
Big weekend. There's someone I would like to attribute this win to. Our newest coach, Mr. Alex Strofe.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be a part of the team. We had a great weekend, Jim. Great weekend for us. And we just, through all adversity, we really came through. You guys pulled through in front of the home crowd. It was inspiring, and I'm so excited to get to Switzerland.
I'm just pumped, and I was just even more excited the fact that these mental toughness games that you played with us by only showing up to two of our six games as our coach, I think us prepared for all the adversity we might face out on the ice, in addition to the adversity we had with a coach being absent for most of the games.
Yeah, you know, it just happened. Yeah.
No, so, and that's fair. Yeah. It's fair. And since we did win, I would like to present you with the USA Curling gold medal. It's red, white, and blue strap. It says USA Curling on it. What's the back say there, Strofe?
2002. You 22.
He gave you an old one, a fake one.
2022. USA Curling Mixed Doubles National Championship Capital Ice Arena, Middleton, Wisconsin. It's a gold medal. It says USA Curling on it. Do I get to keep this?
Yeah, that's yours.
Wearing this to Switzerland?
We got three. One for me, one for Beck, and one for our coach.
Amazing. I'm never taking this off. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and joining us. That was Coach Alex Strofe. He's going to go become producer Alex Strofe and finish off the rest of the show for us. But it was a big moment for Alex getting a gold medal, probably his first one. He might not be getting a medal at the Crazy Legs because he might not finish the UK. So a very limited trophy collection for our friend Alex Strofe now, but I think it's gonna be a great memory for him for days to come.
He can line that up with all his participation trophies that he's earned throughout his time in sports. Matt, you had a pretty raucous crowd over at the Sutter Capital Ice Arena. What percentage of the folks there do you think were rooting for Team Hamilton?
Well, it had to have been close to like 90, 95. It was like all the people that showed up here in town were Hamilton's fans, and then the other 5% were parents.
Okay.
I'm not sure. The following for some of these mixed doubles teams, fortunately, me and Becca were on a heater. Becca played great. I played good enough to not bring down Becca. And, yeah, we ended up winning the national championship now. So off to Switzerland.
I believe USA Curling put out a video where the two of you, she goaded you into saying she was right twice. You were not thrilled with that, but that's kind of that sibling love / hate that pops up this time. Or not hate, but you know what I mean. Like you get mad at each other for a second there. It's siblings.
For sure. And my favorite thing to do is when she is right, is go out and make the shot and prove that, you know what? I would have told you if you were wrong, but you had a good idea. So kudos. So I gave her props out. The entire fan arena heard it. I said, fine, you were right. But it's good. We had a good time and had a lot of fun out there. So glad it was able to work out in our favor. And, yeah, look forward to another world championship and curling season just going a little bit longer this year.
Well, it's early in the week, but I think we can raise a glass and toast the Hamilton siblings. Woo! National champions, of course, toast of the weekend, but let's call it toast to the gold medalist, Matt and Becca Hamilton, brought to you by Central Standard. Love that Red Cabin bourbon. Also a big fan of the North Brandy and the Door County Cherry Vodka. All of it fantastic with Central Standard. And, of course, you've earned yourself a few more mountains.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mountains might be blue after hour one today.
How blue were the mountains after your victory? Because you played at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So some of you may know. Most of you probably don't. So after we won, curling being that like really physically demanding sport and everything like that, I had a drug test, and so did Becca. So we had to make sure that we were clean to compete, which I'm not concerned with in the least. They're going to pick up my daily multivitamin that I take, and that's it. So it was interesting. So we had some extra time. I unfortunately used the bathroom in the halfway point, so I didn't even think about it. Normally, I'm a little more conscious of having to potentially be drug tested, but I wasn't even thinking about it. So, yeah, I had to sit in a locker room with some testers and just pound water for about 45 minutes before I was able to even leave that locker room, let alone went up to our friends who rented a box and had some nice Coors Lights waiting for me up in the skybox in the arena afterwards.
So you're just hanging out with the testers, just talking curling, or is it formal? Is it just
they had some
pretty
Olympic
chill
questions? Oh, it's very chill.
Yeah.
And it's funny because one of the testers, she's the one that travels around like the Midwest and tests all the athletes from USADA. So she's actually from the Madison area, so she pops by the house once a year, typically in the summer, to be like, hey, random drug test. So it was nice to see her again in a little more controlled circumstance rather than...
I'm here for your pee.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, exactly. I've made him coffee one time when they invited him in. I'm like, well, I just use the bathroom, so come on in. I'll brew another pot of coffee, and we can hang out.
We'll pound some waters. And
and then you guys can watch me pee in the next 45 minutes.
Lucky, romantic.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like someone's literally watches you use the restroom.
Yeah,
do you think you could do that?
Yes, I could. I have, actually. But I guess...
Why?
Drug tests?
No, I thought you just said in general you just had someone watch you use the bathroom. I was just checking.
Oh, yeah, public urination's a good time. Anyway, so what's it like having a relationship with, it sounds like either somebody or multiple people, where you're the only basis of your relationship is they come watch you pee once a year?
Well, it's interesting because you try and chat like your buddies. I know, like, they're nice, they're fine.
But you're not buddies. They're just there to get your pee.
At the end of the day, they just want to watch me pee and leave.
What an interesting job
that is. It's such a weird gig. And she's retired. This is what her and her husband like to travel around and...
Collect pee.
And then hang out in the town where they got sent to.
Yeah, collect pee like I collect Pokemon Go. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't...
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch all the pee, Jim.
Is that still a thing? Is that Pokemon Go where people chase ran around the...
Yeah. It's still a thing.
My sister's teammate, Nina, still does it. She's like a grown woman.
Well, Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios are currently in the Spark building on East Wash over by Vintage there. We're on the fifth floor, so we don't see this as much anymore. But when we were on the square, obviously we saw a lot of crazy things. But our conference room was right there on the square. When that Pokemon thing took off... As far as was that a Snapchat game or what was the or
no? It's called Pokemon.
Go. Oh, it's just like an app game. Okay,
yeah, but there is a camera part of it.
That's why it does not
make it Snapchat. You old man.
Well, I don't know. I never use Snapchat. Never made any sense to me. So I don't have.
It's called augmented reality.
Okay, so they one day we're like walking in. It's like me, Skiles, and Brust, and there is like 25, 30 people gathered in front of the Park Bank ESPN Madison
there must
studios.
Have been a nice Pokemon,
apparently, and we were just like. Nerds, get out of the way. We have to get to the studio and talk sports. It was like Revenge of the Nerds out there. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. That's crush a Coors Light. Programming note on Friday, and I only know loosely the time. Are we on noon to 12 to 1, 12 to 1:30? Is that right?
That's correct.
Because there'll be some high school basketball going on.
That's
correct.
State championships this weekend.
Ooh,
looking
big
forward
games,
to
big
it.
Big games. Are you on the call?
I will be on several, yes.
Alex Strofe.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
The kid on the call.
There you go. I'm out, though. Oregon's out. I'm out. I don't have any interest anymore.
Yeah, they got... Oh, boy. It was bad. Yeah, I had him on Saturday here on 100.5.
25 unanswered points.
23. But
23?
Yes, it was brutal. Yeah.
That's a tough one to come back from.
You know what? That's the farthest they've gone in a long time. The Oregon Panthers, I live in Oregon, the girls' soccer team is outstanding. They've won a few state titles. They go to state pretty consistently. Boys' basketball has been a rebuild program, and they've really taken – I was shocked to see how good they did this year. Really happy for them because I remember going to games a couple years ago, and just no juice and no buzz. And it's always fun when you see the high school teams take off. We're going to get the Packers news next. We have Devontae Adams refusing to sign the franchise tag tender, and he does not have to sign that until week one. There's no fines. He can sign week one and collect all of his money. So we have that, along with reports that the Packers are far away from a deal with Devontae Adams. Preston Smith back. Za'Darius Smith out. We have out. MVS probably out. Multiple teams in on MVS. Is that everyone that's out and in right now?
Yeah, and there could be more. It just keeps updating.
Free agency
constantly.
Started, I believe, at 11 o'clock today, and teams are adding players. The Jaguars are signing everyone. Tom Brady's back.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
But we have champion, congratulations, national champion, Matt Hamilton. Congratulations to Matt and Becca Hamilton. We will talk Packers next. The Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton with Jim Rutledge and Matt Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Subscribe for full show podcasts, free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cupid left his arrow and shot me down with a missile. Ain't no referee, I know it's not a...
Rutledge and Hamilton is outfitted by Iron Jock. I've got some fantastic Iron Jock gear. Matty Ice is excited to get some Iron Jock gear as well. We're going to have some official Rutledge and Hamilton Iron Jock gear. Iron Jock, the official outfitter of Rutledge and Hamilton on ESPN Madison. You can get your own Iron Jock gear like Braylon Allen and like the Rutledge and Hamilton crew by going to ironjock.com. It's what's inside. It's not about the logo on the outside. It's about the technology on the inside. They have advanced performance gear and apparel designed from the inside out, proven, this is important, to eliminate 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria for the life of the gear. God knows I need that. And it's a Wisconsin-based company. So we love it here on Rutledge and Hamilton. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
What is the medal that Strofe has in his mouth made of? Are we worried about him? Is this okay for him? It's like a toddler back there, the kid back there. Can he have that in his mouth, or we need to tell him to take stuff out of his mouth like my five-year-old? Don't put that in your mouth, Strofe.
It's gold, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Pure gold.
Pure gold.
That's what they get out of the U.S. National Championship.
Yeah.
No, it's probably some metallic stuff, but it tastes all right. It doesn't taste like lead or anything, so I think we're all right.
Because he knows that taste. Oh, man, this tastes
lead. I do have a frame of reference. Yeah.
I'm sorry, spring it back here. What is your frame of reference with lead and the flavor?
I don't remember exactly.
Of course not.
Yeah,
weird.
But I do have a memory deep within.
Oh, well.
Alrighty.
We know it's not lead. Tasted it, folks. It's not lead.
Well,
new
service provided by Mr. Alex Strofe, the kid. Bring your stuff in. He'll take a bite out of it, give it a lick, and tell you if it's lead or not.
Yeah.
I can do it with paint, too.
There you go.
Perfect.
He can just give you a heads up. Is it lead or not? With Mr. Alex Strofe, the kid. I'm Jim Rutledge. Matt Hamilton here. Devontae Adams. If it's not one thing, it's another for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. This deal is sinking like lead right now.
There you go. Aaron Rodgers has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers. We don't know exactly what those terms are. I'm starting to get the sense that it's a two-year deal with two voided years. But there's also...
That could be categorically false.
Even Tauscher today said that this deal likely will look very similar to what Ian Rappaport has reported, that it's probably just voidable years, and that's the categorically false because it'll be 4 years, but two of those will be voidable. And I think Aaron Rodgers will be around for 2 years, maybe the third. All four, I see unlikely. We could set an over-under on that in a minute. But Devontae Adams, he now has the juice.
You know what the over-under would be? The over-under is Aaron Rodgers still going to be on the Packers, or is Rutledge and Hamilton still on the airwaves?
Oh, man, I don't know if I want the answers to that.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams now has the juice. You got the koosh ball in your hands. He's holding it. But it's the Aaron Rodgers show, because Devontae knows if I'm not here, Aaron's going to reconsider a la Tom Brady, and maybe instead of retiring and unretiring, he'll just retire and see what happens. If Devontae isn't here and Devontae doesn't show up to play and the Green Bay Packers upset another star player in Devontae Adams for just not paying him his money, that could trigger Aaron Rodgers, who has been triggered plenty of times over the last 2 years. So there's a precarious spot going on right now with Goody. How good is Goody as a GM when you look at his star players are just pissed off all the time about not getting paid?
Okay, so this is the first time we're finding out about Devontae being upset. And
well, I don't think this is shocking.
It's more of like one of those things. Goody is doing what a good owner should or manager should, and kind of lowballing and letting him work up. You can't just pay the house right away.
But you have a premium player.
Oh, I'm sure he just gave him a starting number, and it was like, okay, that's not good enough. And he's like, okay, let's
How would you feel lowballed, though?
Yeah, but at the same time, you have to like lay a groundwork somewhere, and you can't shoot too high. Everybody knows this when it comes to like basically hedging a bet.
But are the Packers screwing this up? Because the market's only going to get higher. Jaguars are giving former Cardinals wide receiver Christian Kirk a 4-year deal. Again, this is all legal tampering era. I would say, 99.9% of the time this all comes through, these deals are signed. So it's not the official start of free agency, but it's the first time you can negotiate with these people, and all these teams agree in principle to these deals, and they really kind of hold through. So to that point, Adam Schefter reported Christian Kirk, 4 years, $84 million. I think it's $17 million a year, good chunk guaranteed. That's going to, I mean, not the franchise tag for Devontae, but the cost of Devontae with each one of these contracts being signed, MVS is going to get, the market's going to get set higher and higher. Now, Devontae's at the king, he's the king of the mountain here, but
right,
his number is only going to go higher if everyone else below him is rising. And so the Packers are going to end up costing themselves more money if they dink around here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely a potential. So, I mean, I think it's kind of like your style as a GM, or do you?
But what is this the good style? Because they dinked around with Aaron Rodgers and gave him a QB market altering deal.
Yeah, I mean, and they realize that when you have the best player at that position, and the Packers are in this situation unfortunate, but during the season fortunate to have the problem where they have two of the best players at that position.
Right,
in the league.
He's a great, I guess he didn't acquire either one of those guys, but he is doing a good job of drafting here. Maybe stop dinking around with the contracts, because we all know and expect Devontae should get paid. He's earned this money. He's young enough where you can pay him a large chunk of change and still make it worthwhile. You've committed to this window. You are moving on from Za'Darius Smith because you have Rashawn Gary. You are likely trying to bring back Douglas and Campbell, and you brought back Smith. You're trying to run it back again for probably two more years. You can make some more money in the cap for extending Jaire Alexander, which is something you want to do anyway. So you're going to try to create more cap flexibility here. But if you sign Devontae and get this over with, then you also probably have some flexibility year one or year two. I think Goody's getting too cute, and I think he's probably, in his mind, trying to match up Devontae's guaranteed money or contract to Aaron Rodgers' time with the Packers. I don't think Goody wants to have Devontae on the team for $30 million a year, because Hopkins is getting 28, $30, $32 million a year in year three if Aaron Rodgers isn't here.
Oh, for sure. You gotta think that's going on in the back of his mind, but at the same time, we're losing wide receivers. We need to have some wide
receivers.
That's what
I'm saying.
We need to pay. You're right. We need to pay the man, but we also don't know. Maybe Devontae is just kind of holding out because he knows other deals are going to happen, and it's going to increase his value. He might know that doing a deal right now is not in his best interest.
Possibly, but he seems like a guy that wants to be here. And
if you figured it out, Jim, I'm sure Devontae did.
You're right. But I think Devontae also just wants this to be over with. He likes Green Bay. He likes Aaron Rodgers. They're winning. They're a, I mean, Tampa coming back, or excuse me, Tom Brady coming back to Tampa might change the favorites depending on how free agency goes, but the Packers are going to be one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. Quit dinking around, Strofe. The Packers are dinking around again with the guy. It could cost him more money. I understand. I just think pay Devontae. This is pretty easy. He's amazing. There's been not a, I think it's almost been upticks in his production over the last few years. He's still getting better. He's healthy. Pay him and just, it's the cost of doing business. Pay your great players. If you went all in with Aaron Rodgers, you got to pay Devontae, so just get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think if they could have gotten it done, it would have already been done, right?
But it's on them, too. Like, what number?
Well, yeah.
What number's too high for Devontae
Adams? You got to find the number. I don't know. I don't
know
the answer.
I'm asking you.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. 25 probably would be my guess.
Hopkins is getting 28. Rumors out there that Devontae wanted 30.
Well, Hopkins cap hit this year for 2022.
No, not cap
hit.
I just mean, like, when you break it out, it climbs up, I believe, 28. So maybe it's next year. 30, Devontae, the rumor was 30 for Devontae. Do you pay Devontae Adams $30 million a year?
So the thing is here, Jim, is I don't view it as they're dinking around, right? They're going to get to a deal. It's just a matter of when it happens.
But it's a big F if it happens week one.
It's not going to happen week one.
Oh, you're right. It has to happen
July 15th.
Right.
Right? I think is the timeline. So they've got, it's March 14th. They've got 4 months to figure it out. That's why they use the franchise tag for the first time in 10 years. They're going to get there. And he's going to play for the Packers. It's just he obviously, and rightfully so, wants to be paid as the highest paid receiver in football. And the Packers are trying to find what exactly
that
number is.
There's no receiver in this market that's going to set a bar higher than Devontae Adams.
Right,
so
like,
just get paid.
You referenced Christian Kirk. He's making less in year one than Devontae is in the franchise.
But the floor is rising, and the more they dink around with this, maybe some team extends their receiver and gets in front of it. Devontae's only going to make more money right now.
Right, and that's why I think it's silly for Devontae as a player and a guy who's trying to make money to actually sign a deal right now.
I agree.
You want this stuff to kind of play out so you have some more leverage. I honestly believe he's holding out for his best situation, which is what you talk about, pay the players.
Right.
I just don't think it can happen this early because Devontae is not an idiot.
Time equals more leverage. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. So I think that's ultimately his MO, and it makes a ton of sense. And right, the Packers are not ready to get there yet. Obviously, you referenced Jim a bit earlier. They're still not in the best cap situation right now. So as they have time to figure that out on their end, as they have time to dot their I's cross their T's, is that the saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you got
it. There. Attaboy.
That's all the writing works. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice. Got it. As they do that, I'm not going to try that again. It'll right.
Fool me once.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame on Shailene.
Fool me, can't get fooled again. Now I've lost my train of thought. What, Jim?
I agree. This is all.
Happy Monday.
I guess it's just, why are we here? Now it's contentious. You're telling me that if the Packers went to Devontae Adams and said, we're going to pay you 30, he wouldn't sign it?
He might, but I don't think
we
he
have
did.
To be talking about what? A couple million dollars a year difference? Right?
Maybe they're talking about how.
If the Packers lowballed him, then we have a different conversation.
Maybe it breaks down to 30, but it's when he's getting paid and how the incentives are cooked in. There's more to a deal than just being like, you're getting 30 a year.
But what? My question to you is, what number could Devontae give you that you'd say, no, can't do it? Whether it's years, what's your breaking point? Is it years? Maybe Devontae wants 5 years, and the Packers say, no way. Maybe Devontae wants an incredibly massive amount of guaranteed money with the signing bonus. I mean, where's your Goody? You are Goody. When Devontae said, where do you say no? Is it $30 million a year?
That's a high bar. No, I'm paying him $30 million.
Is it 5 years?
If he wanted 5 years, they talked about a research that they did. Hall of Famers after the age of 30, now this is Hall of Fame caliber players,
and that's Devontae,
have actually improved or maintained solid numbers for 3 years post-30. So from 30 to 33, they have no reason to think Devontae is going to get any worse.
I'm with you.
He could get better. So,
He doesn't turn 30 till December 24th.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe 35 would be my number, because he's like, that's a way over the highest paid guy. You're outright the best. Obviously, it's going to be a big cap hit, but you push it off to the future, and then you might be able to save some face with a trade or something later down the road. But we need to win in the next 2 years. So they're going to push it out and make cap space, and you can offer them that big, juicy deal and just kind of like realize that like 2024 and 2025 might be a bit of a bust.
DeAndre Hopkins signed a 2-year, $54.5 million contract, including $27.5 million. So, Strofe, where are you going? If Devontae wanted a 2-year deal, 2 years, basically it was 2 years, 60, I would guarantee Devontae $35 million and call it a $70 million deal.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'm at, where do you put the blame on this? Is it Devontae or the Packers?
It's Devontae. The Packers could have come to him with this deal already. He's got to hold out for his best interest.
Why haven't? What's the deal?
What's the question?
Who is the cause of this deal not happening right now? Devontae or the Packers?
It's Devontae Adams, and rightfully so.
Yes.
Right. All right. 844-770-3776. Who do you put the blame on Devontae Adams' contract not being signed yet? The Packers or Devontae Adams? 844-770-3776. That's our X-Golf Madison poll question. We love X-Golf in Madison. We're going to get out there. I got to get out there. We were just on a podcast today. They're asking how much you get out there and get out and golf. And I said, you know, I get out to X-Golf Madison. I'm excited for this golf season because I get out there a couple times a month to X-Golf Madison. Now I got to crank it up because now golf season's around the corner. But it's not just when it's cold. When the weather is nice, spring, look, it's rainy. The course might be kind of meh, and I know everyone wants to get outside. But you have a golf outing and it's rained out. Maybe it's not. Hold up, you know, maybe it's not rained out. Go to X Golf Madison. You can have an outing there. You can do a lot of great stuff at X Golf Madison. Two locations, Madison and in Middleton. Our First Midwest Bank talk and text line 844-770-3776. Our X Golf Madison poll question. Who do you blame for Devontae Adams' contract not being signed right now? Devontae Adams or the Packers? This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light.
Nice.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cover 5, a free-to-play sports game that will change the way you view the tournament. Join Cover 5 Madness for free at cover5.com and the Cover 5 app for your chance to win cash each day. Forgot to fill out a bracket? Don't worry. The best score each day wins $1,000. Use the promo code Wisconsin to sign up. Pick 5 teams against the spread each day. Join Cover 5 Madness on the Cover 5 app or at cover5.com. Cover 5. Beat the spread and score more points. Again, use the promo code Wisconsin. So it's simple. Download the Cover 5 app. Use the promo code Wisconsin and win money. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. So the Devontae Adams situation in my mind. We're asking the question. 844-770-3776. Who do you blame for Devontae Adams not being signed yet? That's the First Midwest Bank talking text line. That's our X-Golf Madison poll question. Who do you blame for Devontae Adams not being signed yet? I put the blame on the Green Bay Packers because I think Devontae Adams is asking a fair number. I don't think Devontae Adams is going crazy here. And basically, DeAndre Hopkins signed a 2-year, $60 million deal for $28 million guaranteed. 2 years, Matt, you mentioned it before. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton. This is Hello. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. Let's crush a Coors Light. We got the kid Alex Stroh on the other side, live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. 2 years is kind of the magic number, right? I think we all feel good that you're going to get peak Aaron Rodgers in 2 years. And I understand the Green Bay Packers might not want more than 2 years of Davante Adams as far as on-the-hook money. You know, they can move. If Aaron plays a third year, great. We'll just have a contract for Davante where the third year is available, but most of the guaranteed money is in the first 2 years. So even if it's a 3 or 4 year deal, but all the money is front-loaded, that would work too. But I'm fine with paying Aaron Rodgers. So if we just kind of said DeAndre Hopkins gets paid $30 million a year in the end,
okay,
you willing to pay him 30, 35? Where's your hard cap on Davante?
So, again, I'm not as knowledgeable about cap space and things
like
that.
Forget the cap space. I'm just saying
value. I'm thinking
like
35, highest paid by $5 million would be obvious, like kind of like the Rodgers thing. It's kind of a game-changing number for wide receivers, but for a guy who's put up the numbers he has and had the productivity that Davante has, and then you're pairing him with the best quarterback in the league or as far as like pure talent or what he's been doing for the Packers the last 2 years, it'd be hard to argue he's not as the two-time MVP. Like you just have this like home run of an offensive weapon and combo in those two. So I think you gotta keep him happy. You gotta make sure he's here for as long as Rodgers wants to be here. You want Davante here as well. So they got to figure that out. Now, that, though, being his buddy Aaron Rodgers paved the way for a player to prove how to have the juice in the situation. You know what I mean? Rodgers showed Davante the game plan on how you get paid last year and this year. I just think Davante would be a fool to just take the first offer, even if it was a competitive offer and fair. I think he's got to see how other wide receivers are paid in this free agency, especially since we haven't even really started yet. He needs to get a gauge at where everybody's at so he can properly value himself. And I think that's something out of Rodgers' playbook.
Now this is some breaking news.
This is fun. That's the breaking news sounder. Breaking news brought to you by Metro Kia Madison. Madison's trusted Kia dealership. Home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. Again, Madison's trusted Kia dealership. Bringing you trusted breaking news here on ESPN Madison. I haven't looked. I don't know if this is real or not. But when you hear that, I purposely didn't open up Twitter. I hope it's real news. I'm excited. Alex Stroh's going to break news to me.
Bill Huber of Sports Illustrated, first to report, the Green Bay Packers have re-signed linebacker Devondre Campbell. Monster deal. Five-year deal worth $50 million, according to his agent, Joe Panos. It's official, Devondre Campbell back in Green Bay.
Hey, Joe Panos, Wisconsin guy.
That's a massive pick for the Packers. That's a massive pickup.
Worth every penny.
Oh, 100%. He was a stud last year, tackling machine. If he could give us similar production for this contract, we are going to be very happy campers on defense.
And we'll get to Z and the D in a minute with our ex-Golf Madison poll question. Who do you blame for this contract holdout here with Davante Adams? The Packers look like, good or bad, and I see the case for it, looks like they're just running it back. Like they're going to spend their money on their guys. They're not. I mean, there could be some money left in the banana stand here, but it sounds like they're moving it with Rasul Douglas too. So it's not there yet, but it looks like they're trying to get him signed as well. So now you're running it back. Campbell, Preston, Gary didn't. I mean, excuse me, Zadarius didn't play last year, so that's not really letting him go. Doesn't really affect anything. You defensively, you good running the back, or did you want a different impact?
I think defensively, especially if we can have Stokes healthy and Jair healthy.
You love Stokes.
I am high on Stokes. I think he's going to make some big improvements this year. He had great numbers last year. Like, yeah, there was a couple plays here and there, but we can't expect every draft pick to be a Jair Alexander. And if you've got those two on your corners, you have to feel comfortable. And then Rasul Douglas backing him up. You got a big guy in the middle and Kenny Clark and Campbell. Like
Rasul Douglas should be starting over.
Starks also has the physical traits, I think, to be a really good slot corner,
yeah,
which is important. So, I mean, it's not like he's not a starter because half the time you play in modified defenses and then you're playing nickel or dime and Starks is out there anyways. But 844-770-3776. We got family member Z in the D popping on. Who do you blame for this Davante Adams contract situation?
I'm going to put it down in percentages. It's not always 100% on the player or 100% on the Packers. Actually, I think there's a third party. I think Aaron Rodgers taking a little bit longer than he should have to get his deal done. So the Packers were kind of more of a scramble to figure out what they could do with Davante. Hence why they put the franchise tag on him instead of him getting signed to an extension. So I'm going to give Aaron Rodgers probably about 20% on that. I'm going to give the Packers 20%. Actually, we're going to go 15 with the Packers, and the rest can be Davante. And Matt Hamilton hit it on the note. I think it's smart for Davante, since he got tagged, not to sign the deal right away. They do have till July 15th to get something sorted out. So this could be something that's going to take maybe 1 month, maybe a little bit before the draft. They get something inked in. But, yeah, find out what everyone else is worth and then take those numbers and double it, or 1.5 it. I mean, we're seeing Christian Kirk in $83.5 million for 4 years. I'm pretty sure a Davante for 2 years with a player option or something option on a third year, you throw $75 million towards his way, $45 guaranteed. I mean, that's something that would be more than ideal. I'm loving the Davante Campbell deal, 5 years, $50 million. I think that's a steal in my eyes, even if you only get 3 years production of him. And you have to cut them by year four because of age. I don't see a problem there. There's obviously some negotiations to let go of a player. The only thing I would like out of that Packers defense possibly is maybe if there's an upgrade available at a safety position. I do like Amos. I do like Savage. But I feel like they're not the real deal. Like, they're fill-in players. And I think there's possibly a better player out there. I think a guy from the Jets may... M-A-Y-E would be an option. I haven't looked heavy into that position, but
nice,
I think
spelling.
They were really to make a run.
Way to spell it out there, too, yep. Z.
I totally think you're right.
I haven't made a look into it, but yeah.
I just don't think defense is the concern. Whatever we do, we need to know, are we going to have special teams in a better place next year? Like, our defense was solid. Our offense was solid. Where... the one side of the ball, the one phase of the game that we were really missing, especially late, and it's easy to mention because it was kind of the reason for the loss against San Francisco. How is special teams going to be improved upon, and what kind of players do we have / what players are available that you would get for special teams only?
844-770-3776. That's the first Midwest Bank talk and text line. Thanks, Zach, for the call. I will say it like this with the Packers side of it. The only reason, look, run it back. It's Douglas that's the one, not a red flag, but is that there have been players, especially a corner, that just happened to find lightning in a bottle. Also, this defense, a little different than last year's defense. Teams are going to have a whole offseason to scheme against it. Now what happens? I mean, this happens a lot. I mean, their defense can make a big pop. A lot of players had career years. Do they come back down to earth a little bit? Is it worth bringing in some new voices? Because now, look, you're bringing it back. You're going to draft some guys, and you're going to fill in some depth, which will be good. And look, Rashawn Gary, unquestionably great. Campbell, obviously, unquestionably great. And then you have Kenny Clark. And... with Jaire Alexander. So you're getting a lot of players back. So no question about it. The Packers defense looks good on paper. But who gets hurt? Other questions? We don't look, you're excited about Stokes' projection. You're assuming rightfully so. We don't know. We assume Douglas will get better too. We don't know. So this is where it gets a little tricky. We assume Amos is going to stay at the same level. Well, now he's a little bit of an older player. He could fall off. And so these are all the reasons for making minor changes, because if you're running the whole thing back, you're banking on your D coordinator staying fresh and nobody figuring him out, and you're banking on all those players, all those teams that had all offseason to scout these players, not to figure out how to beat them.
So, Strofe, just not to – I'll get back to
I know where you're going. I'm just being nice.
Do you think it's Do you think it's funny how Jimmy might have changed his tune on our boy, Rashawn Gary?
It's just a fight. I don't want to fight anymore.
Just a fight he doesn't want to fight anymore.
I don't know. He said unquestionably great.
Yeah, I just don't want to fight anymore.
No,
I don't want to get caught down in the minutia.
Well, as we've learned working with Jim Rutledge over there, nobody moves the goalposts quite like Mr. Rutledge.
I don't move the goalposts.
I move it all the time.
I don't.
You're a Panther fan. Milwaukee Panthers.
What?
You were a Milwaukee Panthers fan 4 months ago.
That's not moving the goalposts.
Now you're all in on the Wisconsin Badgers.
But I admit
it.
That's not moving the goalposts. I admit I was wrong. Moving the goalposts is me trying to justify still being a Panthers fan. I screwed up. I'm wrong. Moving the goalposts is me trying to find a new... Let's make sure we know what things mean before we say them. I'm not moving the goalposts. I am saying I screwed up. You can say nobody's wrong more than me, absolutely. But I don't move the goalposts.
That's not true. I'm probably wrong more than you are.
But I don't move the goalposts. I screwed up on the Panthers. That's a big F.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll give you that.
That was a huge one.
Yeah, big F. My disdain for one player clouded my judgment, and that's a mistake.
Clouded my judgment. I like that. I like that explanation of it.
It's true.
Clouded
when
your
I go
judgment.
Back, I audit my mistakes, and my disdain for one player clouded my judgment.
I'm waiting for Gary to have a Pro Bowl year this year.
And if
I'm so excited.
Hey, Jim, before we get to break, since we're harping on you, I just want to get to one text that did the same thing from 608. Here goes Jim again, needing to assess blame to members of the Packers when the Adams deal is obviously how standard business is done on these contracts. It's no one's fault, simply both sides doing their due diligence. Your response.
What am I I'm not the one holding out. Blame is they screwed up the Aaron Rodgers situation, unquestionably, right? We all can agree on that. That's just not me saying that. They screwed that up.
Yeah.
Drafting Jordan Love.
Muddied the waters.
Yeah, they screwed it up. And that's fine. Like, you can say that. You can be a fan. I've said this 1,000 times. I love the Bucks. I don't like Grayson Allen. I like the Badgers. There's a player on the Badgers I don't like. You can like something and also
say his name.
And you could also, it's the player, do not say his name. What is that? Is that like a Harry Potter thing?
Yeah.
What is it? You read Harry Potter?
Yeah. He who must not be named.
He who must not be named on the Badger team. But I still can root for the team. I still root for the Bucks, and I like Grayson Allen. You can root for your team and admit, hey, they screwed something up. That's fair. It's not being a Bear fan. The Bears screw up a million things. The teams
Has the Packers really screwed up the Davante Adams deal?
Because here's what we're all missing. This didn't just happen. They had all season and the year before. They could have paid him whenever. Every year he kept on playing great. They cost themselves money. If they had just committed to Devontae, I think Devontae is a guy that wants to be here and will sign a fair market deal. The Packers screwed this up because this didn't just happen. They're not surprised. Devontae Adams is a free agent.
Like
it's not like Goody lost the paperwork. So, oh, crap. Devontae's a free agent? My bad. I don't have any money. Devontae, give me 10 minutes.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
It seems like
spreadsheets off.
It seems like you are more, I think, worried is the word I'll use about this Devontae Adams-Packers relationship than I am.
No.
Right? Like, I'm not worried at all. I don't think to this text point, like, I think this is standard practice.
It's not standard practice. Plenty of teams sign their players back without the drama between Aaron Rodgers and
Adams. But during the franchise tag,
still,
period, when you're trying to work out a long-term deal, I think this is normal, right? Like, he just got tagged last week.
It's not ideal.
He hasn't signed the tender yet, but
it happens.
He doesn't need to be in Green Bay for another 2 months.
You're right, but getting to this point with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams in the same, that's not normal. That's my point of this part is wrong. They're going to sign Davante Adams.
Right.
They're going to pay him the money. I'm just saying, why are we here again? He just closed out the Aaron Rodgers thing, and now we're here again. That's my point.
Yeah, we'll get, you know, I've got obviously hot comments for that, but we can get to that on the other side, right? We're done with this. Yeah.
This guy's a tease us, baby. Tease us to the break.
My hot take on Davante Adams next. This is my first time doing this because Jim Rutledge got so heated he stared at his computer.
No, we want you to take the break. I'm taking the break.
No, I want Matt to do it. I want
you to do it.
I just did it.
No, all right. Do it again.
We'll be right back with my hot takes next.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts, free, on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drop top Porsche, rolling on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, Jay Stenick,
can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. Just give it. It's my big bronze boogie. Got all them girls shook. My big fat. Got all them
big
boys shook.
Cardi B fans here on Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. The mountains are blue. You know what to do. That's crush a Coors Light. We are talking Devontae Adams and the Green Bay Packers. We're talking NFL free agency. Quick note, free agent outfielder Andrew McCutchen in talk with the Brewers. I would love that move for the Brewers.
What a move that would be.
Big fan of him as a defender, and he hits lefties really well.
Yeah, he was awesome in like 2002.
Oh, gosh.
He's old.
Okay.
Well, he's not old.
Well, yeah, but he's not. Coming in to be a utility outfielder.
He's like coming in to be like outfielder four or five, right? Like, he's not coming in to be a starter.
He's a platoon player.
Well, you've got Yelich, Kane, and Hunter Renfro. Like, your outfield's set. So,
Kane's 1,000 years old. You could use a guy.
You think you'd rather take McCutchen over Kane?
No, I'm saying that he's going to be a platoon player.
All right. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with him as number four, but.
You guys call me negative. He's just coming in from the upper deck, just dumping on McCutchen.
Hear me out here, Jimmy.
I'm trying to be positive.
It's Monday. Daylight savings. I'm cranky today. I was born in 2002.
You are cranky. You are a cranky
I am
guy.
Really cranky
My kids
today.
Are cranky today, too, Alex. I understand. I had to wake Noah up this morning. Daylight savings time. I'm actually for daylight savings time with the kids because it cuts it. It actually, you push your head an hour and you just kind of chill and it's fine.
Daylight savings makes no sense.
Right. Side
hold on,
note.
Hold on. What?
Oh, I'm with him.
Daylight savings makes no sense.
Why not?
Because the whole point was to extend the business day for like farmers back.
Correct.
At least that's what they say.
Correct.
The idea that we're changing the time because it's getting darker, it's like, oh, I feel so much better now that it's dark at 5 o'clock and not 4 o'clock.
So
it's just a made-up change
well,
in time.
For farmers, man. Got to get those crops to shine,
just
bruh.
At the same time. No, and don't even get me going on time zones.
Get my corn some shine.
Look, time isn't real. We all know that. He's Alex Stroph, the kid. Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton. I am Jim Rutledge. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. The mountains are blue. You know what to do. So,
Crush
Coors Light. Congress instituted daylight savings time during World War I and again during World War II and once again during the energy crisis of the 1970s. The idea was to have an extra light later into the afternoon that would save energy by decreasing the need for electric lighting. It's Bupkis. It needs to go. Can we do a secondary X-Golf Madison poll question?
Yes.
What do we call it? Time changes, yay or nay?
No, yeah, times are. No.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Daylight savings.
Daylight savings. Thank you. That's what I was trying to think of.
Daylight savings.
A thumbs up, thumbs down. I mean, Congress has power, but they're just playing with the hands of time. They're not Dr. Strange. What are we doing? We need time is either real or not real. We can't just move it forward and backwards.
Just makes no sense. Like, if it's light, if it's getting dark earlier, it's just getting dark earlier. Changing the time
also
doesn't do anything. It's still the same thing. The sun hasn't changed.
844-770-3776. Take your thoughts on daylight savings. 844-770-3776. I'm fine with springing forward. It's the day after that's bad.
It's all bad. Springing forward is the worst. Falling back is
that
much
works,
better than.
But I'm out on the whole thing. Because, look, my wife today, she's having a hard day. Every kid at daycare, including our own, are a disaster because their body thinks they got up at like 5:50 in the morning instead of 6:50. That's a lot for a little kid to deal with. Or the kid.
I got up at 11:30 a.m. today. Yeah. And I feel like I woke up at 7 o'clock. I'm so tired.
And
I woke up like 3.5 hours ago, and I am wiped.
Tired little guy.
Saw his shadow and went right back to bed.
Poured himself a glass of milk, crawled back under the blanket, grabbed Stuffy, and went back to sleep. The kid! Stroph has earned the nickname The Kid to the point where my kids are referring to Stroph as The
really?
Kid.
Really? I saw them the other day. They didn't call me The Kid.
They won't. I don't think
they don't talk.
They don't.
Well, one of them is
Rosie.
Super shy.
Yeah, Rosie will talk. Nola, not so much. She's very incredibly shy. Once you're around her and she gets to know her a little bit, she'll be good. But
we'll be best buds at some point.
Yeah, Nola's got to get to kindergarten. She's just got to get out there and see some people. Rosie was shy, but not this shy. Nola, her face turns so red, she's going to burst into flames. So we're trying to work on it, but it's just one of those things. She's one of those super shy kids. But when I saw one of our teammates, Tom Olson, in the elevator on Saturday, I said, hey, Stroph's going to come out there.
Sorry.
And I got in the elevator, and Rosie's like, Stroph, The Kid? Listen, yeah, Strofe the Kid.
Yeah, I love that.
844-770-3776.
First text we've ever received from this 608 number.
Yeah.
Four words. The first word is Rutledge.
Yeah.
Second word is.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess the rest?
Amazing.
Incorrect.
That's not two. Amazing. Two words.
Oh, I thought you said one word. Sorry.
No, no, two more words. Rutledge is blank blank. What do you think it is?
A body part.
I'll tell you next segment.
Yeah, I love it.
We'll tell you next segment. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.